Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us as well. It is a pleasure to have you here. This is your host, Jim Masters. You're listening to Close Up Radio, live worldwide. Our very special guest, holistic health coach Heather Hirschman, is coming up for the next 30 minutes as our special guest, live and direct from Houston, Texas. You know, everyone's body is so different and unique. A diet, a workout, a lifestyle that works for someone else may not work for you. And no matter what you're trying to achieve, whether it's a goal like weight loss, increasing energy levels, overcoming food sensitivities, or reducing symptoms of chronic illness, it is important to recognize what is getting in the way. The body is self-healing with the proper tools, methods, and environment in place. That's the philosophy of Heather Hirschman, a holistic health coach and international best-selling author whose approach restores the mind and body through natural healing. According to Heather, in order to heal naturally, the body, the mind, and the gut must be nurtured. Heather teaches her clients how to heal their body by nurturing their mind. And one of the things that allows Heather to catapult her clients' healing is that she has been where her clients have been. Following a suffocating health battle and mired in grief due to the loss of a family member, Heather's mind and emotions were in such turmoil, her whole body went into shock. Heather's newest signature program, FFF, that's Food, Fashion, and Fitness, is designed to help her clients gain more confidence. And in these three areas, Heather helps her clients find relief, clarity, and direction around these choices to feel more energized, focused, and reduced of bloating and brain fog, which happens as well. She likes to make things as simple as possible so that whatever is done is realistic and sustainable. Do a little bit less of what you know is not as good for you as a little bit more of what you know is good for you. We're very excited to welcome her to the show. The website is heatherhirschman.com. Heatherhirschman.com. We will mention that again during the show. We have a lot of folks listening. This, again, is your host, Jim Masters, and always a pleasure to have you here. Let's join Heather and welcome her to the show, live and direct from Houston, Texas. Heather, good afternoon for us on the East Coast, but still good morning for you there in Houston. Welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Jim. It's so great to be here. Thank you for having me.
How's your day going? You having a good day or is it crazy busy?
It's going, you know, and I think that is what's important is you just get up and you go.
That's right, exactly. You know, I like to ask the guests because I think it just humanizes them and makes them relatable to our audience. I don't ask who you are, what you do. You know, as a host, obviously, I would know those kinds of things. But it's about sharing and celebrating what you do with our audience. Tell us about what are some of those things in your own life's journey, Heather, that inspired you to do this work, where you realized not only were you enjoying this work, but it's work that is in your DNA. It's work that you're meant to do, work that you love so much. Tell us about your journey a little bit and a little bit of your story and how you got involved in the work and where all the passion comes from.
Time do we have, Jim?
Put a pot of coffee on, folks.
Right. We'll be here about half a day. I'll try and get straight to the point. And I have many layers. I've been through a lot. I think we all have, especially lately, right?
I'm
here to help people with their health, just like I was helped through my journey. And my journey has been pretty heavy, pretty dark, full of a lot of pain. I was diagnosed with chronic Lyme disease about 12 years ago, and I was given about 8 years to live. And while that sounds like a long time from the moment you're given that, 8 years, that wasn't acceptable to me. And I don't know who it would be too, but as Western medicine typically presents a diagnosis, a medical report, and sometimes you listen to it, sometimes you go with it, and other times you stand up for yourself and say, no, there's no way in hell I'm going to accept this. And that's what I did. And it was real ironic because all the symptoms I was experiencing for many years, the gut issues, the brain fog, low energy, stomach aches, the food allergies, anemia, all the things that were presented as standard diagnoses were actually just symptoms. They were all symptoms of chronic Lyme disease, and that was something that was supposed to determine the rest of my life. But instead, I ended up taking a stand for myself and figuring out how to heal my body, and the holistic approach was something that saved my life. So I decided I had to share this with others, and I had to get in this work in order to make an impact and really reach the people that needed me, really that needed healing. They didn't need me. They needed healing, and I wanted to be the conduit to that for them.
That's beautiful. You know, I love when I get a chance to chat with people who've been through reality, things in life, and they don't just close up shop and pull the shades down. They want to then take the lessons learned and the expertise gained and pay it forward. You've been there. You walk the walk. You talk the talk. People identify with you, and you relate to their various issues and scenarios because you've had experiences of life yourself, and that really sets you apart. And I really think it's fantastic. So I'm glad that you are, you know, instead of walking in the opposite direction, you are walking towards the light in this way and sharing it, shining it on others, which is absolutely fantastic. Because for anybody, you know, making change is very difficult without guidance. It's very easy to just go back to what you were doing, even though you're sort of slowly doing more damage to your overall health every day, not even realizing it. So it really feels safer to go back to doing what we were doing oftentimes, but that's not the way to go about it, right?
Well, it can be, but safe doesn't equal results oftentimes. So if you want a different outcome, or you want to start living life instead of surviving it, right? Or if you want to feel energized and focused and feel your best self on a daily basis rather than dragging along, dragging your feet, low energy, not feeling focused, then you can stay where you are. You know, that's the option that you have. But it's much easier to stay where you are. It can be more difficult to make a change. But really, that change will give you a different outcome. You don't know what the outcome will be, but you're guaranteed change, right? So that's where I come in and just really help women and men to create the awareness to heal themselves. And that's what it's really all about, is that awareness.
I guess the doing, for some may say, that's the hard part, right? That's where you come in. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, sure, and I guess my response would be, let's define hard. You know, you say it's the hard part, but define hard. Hard could look different for everyone, but I just think it depends how bad you want it. And that's where bringing awareness, where how my clients bring awareness to what they're experiencing can help them overcome where they're stuck. And sometimes they're not even aware of it, but once we're able to pinpoint it, which with me, I mean, we can figure that out in less than a week, can help them figure out what the next steps are. And so often you ask, the doing it is a hard part, and that's where I come in, sure. But what I encourage my clients to do, and just, you know, friends and family and such, is to remove those false pretenses and labels that maybe you put on yourself or that you allowed others to put on you. Or doctors, not to talk out about doctors, but they deliver medical reports, right? So maybe a report that you received that wasn't favorable. So it can be hard, but the result is you just can't match quality of life, you know?
Yes, absolutely. There's something called reprogramming perspective. If you can, Heather, define for us what that is, and how does this come into play with all the incredible work you do?
Now that's a good question. I everything is perspective, right? I think everything is perspective. You can create anything in your mind, especially if you're creative, you're imaginative, you're a believer, you meditate, you're a visionary. I mean, I could you and the rest of us could look at the sky, and I tell everyone the sky is white, and half of you might say, I can see that. Or it might say it's blue, and you're like, oh, yeah, it's definitely blue. Or if we're in a trance, we're doing some meditation or going within, and I say the sky's purple, then possibly it is. But everything is perspective, and you can, like I said, you can create anything in your mind. So whatever your focus is, being able to reprogram that is going to help you achieve whatever you're after for yourself and for your health. And oftentimes we experience brain fog. So sometimes our goals and our focus is clouded. And that's where your lifestyle is so important. Not only what you eat and your movement and exercise, but the things that you feed yourself on a daily basis, what you feed your mind, what you feed your spirit, the relationships that you have, are they toxic? Are they beneficial? What are you feeding yourself on a daily basis? So that's how I view reprogramming perspective on your health.
You know, I love what this concept of, you know, in order to heal naturally, the body, the mind, and the gut must be nurtured. And you teach your clients how to heal the body by nurturing the mind. Everything, you know, is interconnected, interwoven, and plays off each other. Tell us a little about that. That, I think, sometimes we forget. And the gut involvement, as we're learning in recent years, is very, very involved in a lot of this.
Sure.
Follow your gut, as they say.
Right. Well, think about the phrases. I have a gut feeling that something is off.
Right.
Or I have butterflies in my tummy. I'm just so excited, or I'm so nervous. Those are so true as far as I'm really big into science. And so I look at the concept. I look at anatomy of the body, and there's something called the vagus nerve. It's the longest nerve in the body. It goes from your brain to your belly and back up. So it's pretty long, and it controls your mind, your voice, your chest, your breathing, your heart, your lungs, and your digestive system. And so it's no wonder that whatever you're feeling or thinking in your brain, your mind, it's going to affect your gut and vice versa. So sometimes if you're stressed, or you're overwhelmed, or you're having symptoms that exhaust you and stress out your body and your mind, likely your appetite's going to be suppressed. Likely you may not eat for half the day. Or if you have gut imbalances or food allergies affecting your tummy, belly bloat, or stomach aches, it's going to make your thinking a bit cloudy. Foggy. Think about after you eat like a Thanksgiving meal. How do you feel? Likely tired. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's ready for a nap, and they're sort of lethargic.
Yeah, and so that's just a really great example of how whatever's going on in your gut is going to affect your mind. You said lethargic, Jim, and it's so true. So being able to address both is so valuable. Actually, I wrote a chapter called The Gut-Brain Connection. And I'm sorry, it's not called the gut-brain connection. It's about the gut-brain connection, but it talks about really just how your gut controls your mind and vice versa. And it's very powerful.
It really is. Yes, it's again, everything is all connected. Absolutely, and sometimes you know when we have fear and worry and stress, we can consume whatever we want that sort of numbs and comforts us temporarily, but then the gut responds and says, not quite. So it gives you the signals. You know what's really amazing? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just gonna add, Jim. It's your gut is it's like your gut is talking. Are you listening to it? And I know that might sound silly, but it's true. If you have a stomach ache or you're bubbling, your tummy is bubbling, or you haven't gone to the bathroom all day, or whatever it may be, it's telling you something. It needs attention. It needs nurturing. It needs love. It needs attending to. And it's our responsibility to listen to that.
That's right. Exactly. Now you saved your own life. Let's talk about that and share that with our audience.
Yes, that's a pretty bold statement. I would say more so that I orchestrated the outcome. And what I realized was when I was given the diagnosis of chronic Lyme disease and was supposed to take my life after 8 years. And I knew I wasn't willing to accept that because after all, my twin brother just passed away and that was gut wrenching and that created emotional turmoil and strain and depression and anxiety and all the things for me. I knew that this was up to me. And I knew that there were people and resources, practitioners, essential oils, supplements, herbs, the earth, things out there to help me heal. I just had to be aware of them. I had to find them. And that required educating myself. That required me to go to bookstores and read on the aisles of the bookstores until the Barnes & Noble shut down and they kicked me out. I went to seminars with doctors to learn how the body works, what causes it to function, what causes it to malfunction. So I had to be my own advocate and orchestrate this outcome. So once I did that and gained a lot more information that I didn't already know, I was able to apply that and be able to go into a doctor's office for one of my treatments for Lyme disease, and they say, hey, we got your lab work back, and it's normal. I don't know why you're getting treated for Lyme disease. It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, are you sure? And he said, oh, trust me. I've worked in third world countries where people have Lyme disease for 17 years. It is very rare to get rid of this illness. And I've looked at lab reports many times, and I know what I'm looking at. So I do feel so strongly about being your own self-advocate. And if your vision is cloudy, you need extra help or someone to hold your hand. That's what mentors are for. That's what I'm here for. That's what, why we have to build our tribe.
That's really important. That's, again, it's changed your life in such a way where you're wanting to connect deeper and really relate to people, and I think that's so important. There's something else called metaphysical anatomy that plays into all of this, Heather. Tell us a little bit about that. That sounds fascinating.
Yeah, it is. Metaphysical anatomy is the study of science that tells us that essentially, if you are aware of what is contributing in a different kind of way to an illness or symptom, it doesn't matter if you have chronic headaches or Lyme disease or diabetes, low back pain. If you are aware of what could be contributing to that based upon your experiences and your relationships, and you recognize that simply by living, the things in your life can affect your health and your body. So really, this the study of metaphysical anatomy is the most important part of this puzzle, because there's this massive book, I call it one of my Bibles, it's called The Medical Physical Anatomy by Yvette Rose. It's Your Body is Talking, Are You Listening? So it interprets about 600 diagnoses from the medical field that we'll be able to break down from like an experiential standpoint. Like you have headaches because, you know, you have unresolved traumas in your life, or you are the type of person that is concerned about what others think about you, and so that consumes you. Or maybe you had a childhood trauma that is related to abuse that is affecting your body, causing this illness. But let me just give a brief example. This might make more sense to people. It makes more sense to me now that I'm a mother. I have a 7-month-old baby boy, and it makes so much more sense. You put it in this lens, and think about a child that's on the playground and they're running around. And maybe they get hurt and they cry and they run to mom or dad, aunt, uncle, and they're hurt. And we look at the boo-boo and maybe it needs a Band-Aid, maybe it needs some Neosporin, whatever it needs, we attend to it. We wipe the child's eyes, we tell them it's going to be okay, they give us a hug, and what do? They go back and they play. They keep playing like nothing ever happened. So they needed attention. They needed nurturing. They needed love. They needed affection. They needed something. We attended to them, and they went back and carried on. So that's what the body is doing. It's talking to us, and we just have to listen to it. We can't ignore it.
Yeah, that's right. It gives us those signals. You know, a doctor sometimes doesn't always guide you through a process, I would imagine, to save your life, although they do the things that they do and the best that they can. But it's something that I guess you really have to do for yourself, huh? It's got a decision you have to make, or you have to find someone else to guide you through it. Is that how it works? As somebody who's been through it herself?
Yeah, it's... At the end of the day, we're guiding ourselves through any process that we so choose. And life is a choice. You know, we get to decide if we want to fight a battle, whether it's health, whether it's your mind, whether you're fighting for your child or your career or your happiness or whatever you're fighting for, it's up to you. As far as doctors concerned, if you get in a car wreck and your limbs are hanging, don't come to me. I probably can't do very much for you except take you to the hospital to a doctor. And a lot of doctors I work with, they tell me I'm responsible for doing surgery, for prescribing pharmaceuticals, and you are responsible for educating my patients with regard to nutrition and lifestyle and helping them carry out some of the suggestions that I give to them. So, you know, we're all in this together. And you do have to do for yourself in order to get an outcome that you might like to receive. You just have to build a team.
That's what it is, absolutely. Tell us about the FFF I was talking about, food, fashion, and fitness program.
Yeah. So that is my newest offering. It's my signature program. It's called Design Your Identity. It's my DYI. And I designed this program essentially as like a form of self-expression, I guess. It's comprised of food, fashion, fitness, FFF, but in a way that speaks to my life. It's a direct duplication of my personal life, my methods, and my habits. I have a lot of clients and friends asking my family how I stay committed or what makes me be disciplined. What do I eat? What kind of exercise do I do? And my response is just what works for me. And the components are, the idea is just to really help people gain confidence and peace around food, fashion, fitness. So the food component is anti-inflammatory foods and meal plans that help you feel better, have more energy, reduce symptoms. I include my kitchen makeover in there, which is my clients love. I typically go into their home and do it, but it provides step-by-step on how to do that yourself. And then the fashion piece is something very near and dear to my heart. I love fashion. I feel like it is such a great form of self-expression. And when you show up in any room dressed in an outfit that you love, you are already given the opportunity to have the upper hand, to show up as your best self. And that within that module, it teaches you how to revamp your wardrobe and dress your body type. And that one's really fun. And then the fitness piece is not what you might think. I'm not a major CrossFitter, boot camp gal. I'm very much into, like I said, what feels good to me. I used to be an athlete and got injured and realized I had to figure out how to work out otherwise.
Mm, yeah.
And I do yoga. I do breathing. I do some meditation. I do some visualization. And that's all included in the program too. So it's a self-paced program, but it's really a program that a lot of my clients are finding excitement participating in and gaining a lot of clarity from.
That's really fantastic. You obviously love what you do, don't you? And working with your clients and helping them find that clarity and that sense of joy again, right?
I do. I believe, I know I was meant to help, to be here to help others. And yes, I survived the illness that I was experiencing, but it really does so much more for me to help people, to influence them in a way that I was influenced and to help them by the odds. And it is just so important to me to help people change their lives, not just through my personal experience, but through the research and education and studies that I've encountered. And, you know, if this call reaches one person, I'm happy. And I think that's the beauty in what a lot of us can do these days is to share our story and not hide behind it. Because if you can help one person in this world, I mean, we have people listening from all over the world and in different countries. If it reaches one person, that's what matters to me.
That's what it's all about. Absolutely. And if folks want to make contact with our very special guest, holistic health coach Heather Hirschman, you can go to her website, www.heatherhirschman.com. That's HEATHERHIRSHMAN.
Oh.
.com.
May I correct you? It's S-C-H.
That's what we have listed here. Yeah, what did I say?
S-H.
So we'll say it again. HeatherHirschman.com. HEATHERHIRSHSCH. M-A-N. I'm looking at the clock. We have like 60 seconds left. .com. Thanks for joining us, Heather. This was fantastic. I appreciate your being with us and hope we get a chance to chat again down the line. And thanks to everybody that was tuning in and listening. Hopefully they soaked up some of this incredible wit and wisdom that you shared with us today as well. It was really a pleasure having you on the show today, Heather.
Thank you so much for having me. So great visiting with you. Thank you for your questions, and I really appreciate everybody joining. I know there's plenty of other things you guys could be doing today, and I just encourage you to go do them, but I really appreciate your time and setting out time for us.
Absolutely.
So thank you.
Absolutely. You are very welcome, Heather. Again, the website, heatherhirschman.com. Very special guest, incredible holistic health coach, Heather Hirschman. We really appreciate her openness and her authenticity. She's amazing at what she does. We thank everybody for listening as well. I'm your host, Jim Masters. Thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, we invite you to stay right there. Another great episode with another guest from around the world coming up in just a moment. Till then, for all of us, have a great day.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.